Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, something different, or reading a story, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where the show title comes from, Wombats and Music. And actually, I don't have a wombat tonight, but last week's show was an entire wombat show. Everything on there was a wombat. So I guess not having one tonight is okay. But I do have some very interesting music, a number of instrumentals, which I don't often have, and some very different things. We're going to start off with something called Cello Song by The Books, featuring Jose Gonzalez. And I like everything about it, but I think I especially like the drums, which are probably bongo drums. I don't know, but they work for me. Cello Song by The Books.
And a hand.
That was Cello Song by The Books. And next up is a classic from 1975. This is the Statler Brothers singing Flowers on the Wall. And I think it's dripping with irony. Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers.
Concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't be worrying enough. Are you and your friends are worried about me? I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers. Next up is the White Freight Liner Blues. And this includes a collaboration by Tommy Emmanuel and Molly Tuttle. Both extremely talented guitar players. This is the White Freight Liner Blues.
Trucks wide.
Next up is by U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I have climbed highest mountain. I have run through the fields only to be with you. Only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls, these city walls. Only
I still haven't found what I'm looking for by U2. Next up is a drum solo. It's a group called the Maguires at Temple Bar. I think they're an Irish group. And in the video I saw the young man playing the drum, which is called a bodhrán. It's a little one-hand thing. The drummer holds it in one hand and has a stick in the other hand. And plays it like a drum, and you'll hear there's like a 2-minute drum solo opening up this song, and the other musicians are both young women. I think they're the older sisters of the boy playing the bodhrán. He can't be more than 14 or 15, and obviously he is a master of this art. But I enjoy the drum solo. If you want to take a break, now's a good time. You got 2 minutes before the drum solo is over. So this. The coming song, which you're going to hear, is the Maguires at Temple Bar. that was the Maguires at Temple Bar. The next song is from the English folk scene. It's called The Two Magicians, and the performers are John Roberts and Tony Barron, who I met many times and heard perform many times. I just love their music. One of them is playing a concertina. In fact, they may even both be playing concertinas. And this is a story, I guess you could call it a courtship, but it was a bit of a bawdy courtship. In any case, this is The Two Magicians by John Roberts and Tony Barron.
At her own front door, as straight as the willow wand, and by there come a lusty smith with his hammer in his hand, crying, "Bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Why may you sit there, lady fair, all in your robes of red? Why, come tomorrow at this same time, I'll have you in me bed, crying, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, would you do me this wrong? For to think to have me made an ebb, but I ever kept so long. I'd rather I was dead and cold, and me body laid in the grave, than an husky, dusky, cold blacksmith me maiden head should have, crying, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she curled up her hand, and she swore upon the mould, that he'd not have her maiden head for all of a pot of gold. But the blacksmith, he curled up his hand, and he swore upon the mass, that he would have her maiden head for the half of that or less, crying, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a dove and flew up into the air. Ah, but he became an old cock pigeon, and they flew pair and pair, cooing, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a mare as dark as the night was black. Ah, but he became a golden saddle, and he clung up onto her back, itching, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a hare and ran all over the plain. Ah, but he became a greyhound dog, and he ran her down again, barking, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a fly and fluttered up into the air. Ah, but he became a big airy spider and dragged her into his lair, spinning, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So the lady, she turned into a sheep, a-grazing on yon common. Ah, but he became a big horny ram, and soon he was upon her, bleating, bide, lady, bide, for there's a nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. So she turned into a full-dressed ship, and she sailed all over the sea. Ah, but he became a bold captain, and aboard of her went he, ordering, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith will be your love, he will lay your pride. Said the lady, she turned into a cloud, a floating away in the air. Ah, but he became a lightning flash and he zipped right into her.
Shocking.
Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith will be your love, he will lay your pride. So she turned into a mulberry tree in the wood. Ah, but he came forth as the morning dew, and he sprinkled her where she stood, dripping. Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. For the lusty smith will be your love, he will lay your pride. So the lady, she ran into the bedroom, and she changed into a bed. Ah, but he became a green coverlet, and he gained her maidenhead. And once she woke, he took her so, and still he bade her bide. And the lusty smith became a love for all of her mighty pride.
That was The Two Magicians, performed by John Roberts and Tony Barron. Next up is a fiddle tune called Old Dangerfield. And this time it's by a group Bluegrass Fiddle and Cello. What's interesting here is they start off with the two instruments together. Eventually the cello kind of gets in the background and just does sort of a beat. And then the fiddle gets to fly for maybe 2 minutes or two. And then the fiddle goes out and the cello comes in and takes over. So you get to hear the really distinct voices of these two instruments. And I find it kind of hypnotic. This is Old Dangerfield by the Bluegrass Fiddle and Cello. Thank you. just heard Old Dangerfield performed by Bluegrass Fiddle and Cello. Next up is The Great Speckled Bird, which is a old-timey gospel tune. And this one is performed by the Brandenburger family. They're new to me, but I've been playing things by them. They're very authentic, grounded, old-time kind of music. So this is their version of The Great Speckled Bird. Great Speckled Bird by the Brandenburger family. And next up is a version of Angeline the Baker. I play, it's a well-known fiddle tune. I mentioned once that I went to a summer camp. I took a beginner's fiddling class, and we spent the entire week, 5 days, on this one song, Angeline the Baker. So I feel like I know this one. Anyway, the music, this recording starts off a bit intimidating. It's not much fun to listen to, for me anyway, the first 30 seconds or so. And eventually it begins to resolve itself. And by the end, when a woman comes in singing, it's all turned into a pretty familiar tune. This is Angeline the Baker, performed by Damn Tall Buildings. Thank you.
sugar candy and still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know. Should have married Angeline just 20 years ago.
The next song is a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence, which was a big hit in 1965. And one wonders, I wondered, how could anyone do a song that after they had done it the way they did it? But this one, which you're going to hear, is quite different. Just a very different way of seeing things. So you're going to hear The Sound of Silence by a group called Life in 3D. And I found it fascinating.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. 'Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops back, and echo are written on the subway walls.
silence.
That was The Sound of Silence, performed by Life in 3D. Next up is something called The Mummer's Dance. And mummers are actually a folk sort of play put on in England for the last century or two. But to me, I have association of the mummers and druids and ancient rites and things. In any case, this is the mummer's dance, and it conforms with my feeling of strange gods. This is the mummer's dance.
Moon in the blue veil of the night, the shadows of the trees appear amidst the lantern light. We've been rambling all of the night, the sunshine of this day. Now returning back again, we bring shady groves and summer shadows there, and tie a ribbon on the sheltering arms in the springtime of the year. The songs of the birds seem to fill the wood that when the fiddler plays, all their voices can be heard long past their woodland days. Round in circles and in rows, and so the journey of the night descends when all the shades are gone. A garland gay we bring you here, and at your door we stand. It is a sprout well budded out, the work of our Lord's hand.
That was The Mummer's Dance. The next song is a fiddle tune called Cotton Eye Joe, a very well-known tune, and always one kind of mysterious and enigmatic about what's really going on here. In any case, this is Cotton Eye Joe performed by Hillary Klug. She's sort of new to me, but apparently she is the real deal. She's a fiddler and a dancer and a singer, so she's a triple threat. And she apparently was sort of discovered on Facebook. She posted something on Facebook that got 9 million views, and she now has a good professional career with endorsements and all sorts of stuff. So this is Hillary Klug on fiddle and voice, and maybe dancing for all I know, doing Cotton Eye Joe. That was Cotton Eye Joe by Hillary Klug. And the last song on the show today, I'm going to play you as much as I can of Mirror, Mirror by Diamond Rio. That was most of the song Mirror, Mirror by Diamond Rio. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, WEAC. And each week I end the show with kind of a ritual ending, which we're into now. It's audience participation time, so I need you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.